Court orders.
Good morning.
Morning.
This morning I've got three court orders or erroneous assessments. Abatement numbers 205877 through is 205878 and 205880. On 205877, it's erroneous as government entity per statute 137-100. On 205878, per taxpayer, business is a nonprofit. And on 205880, per owner, associate, it says association property.
On 205880, is it correct anytime it's in the association's name, property owners, it's an exempt parcel, is that correct, sir?
Yes. This particular project does have a large vacant parcel for additional development that they do pay taxes on. This parcel that you've got before you is a very small, kind of like a corner where a sign would go going into the project. But I have not exempted that one parcel we talked about a year ago.
When it's developed, then it'll probably go on a different name, or?
Well, it'll be, you'll have units, it's condominium type project. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Exhibit A.
Yeah, real quick. On last week, was the one that there was a property last week that was owned by a not-for-profit but rented, was it the OTC billboard?
Correct, we did look at that.
But it's the same situation as what they got here.
Well on
Isn't
the
it?
Second, no. Not according to the email that Chuck sent out to...
I thought they ruled it exempt because if a non-profit organization owned it, then they didn't pay taxes on the rental, even if they rented it to...
Well, so this information here has been presented by you guys to the commission, correct? Which includes the letter.
Correct.
So it's now public information. It's no longer attorney-client privilege. So I don't know whom you consulted with, Chuck. It says, according to the attorney I consulted, the Missouri Supreme Court has held that in political subdivisions, universities of Missouri leases their property to for-profit entities, the leasehold interest may be taxable. It's the complete opposite of what we did last week.
Well,
I was looking at the top of that where it said this property will be used only for MSU purposes, no rent or lease.
For this one?
Uh-huh.
The OTC one's used.
Yes.
To make profit.
The attorney I consulted was State Tax Commission, Maureen Monahan. And the response I've got on this seemed to say two things. But the basic seemed to say that if the state owns it, you can't tax it. But then she went on to say that in some case or something, it had been otherwise. And that's why I went back to Ms. Cox asking, you know.
Right, they're saying no, it's for damage, it's for school purposes only.
Right. And this particular property's out at the Mincy area, and they've been paying taxes on it for years and years. and there was a change in administration or somebody that picked up on it that they shouldn't be taxed.
I guess my question, though, is last week we were led down a different path to where we did a court order when we probably shouldn't have.
Well, I don't think so. From what she said, if the billboard company owned the billboard of the property, but the billboard, then it would be taxed. But that wasn't the case.
The letter here says that when political subdivisions, universities of Missouri, leases their property to for-profit entities, the leasehold interest may be taxable. So they are leasing that to a for-profit entity. That for-profit entity is then leasing out the sign. Therefore, according to this note that you sent from Maureen Monahan, the leasehold interest is taxable.
I'd be happy to get you the emails, but I was just saying, I think, clear to Maureen what the particular issue was and took her counsel on it.
On last week's or this week's?
Both weeks. Both items.
I think that'd be a good idea for us to see both of them for future to know.
Yeah, because
because next year, if we have erred for this year, that can be...
The assessor probably needs to put it back on the tax books for next year.
For next year, uh-huh. So if you would give us the emails to look at them.
Sure.
Apple for apple.
You bet.
Thank you. Is there any more questions on this?
Jury label Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A dated 12/23/19.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, Mark.
Pardon?
Something, or is that, did you catch the same thing?
Yeah, I said I think we need to see both the emails, and I thought he agreed that we see both the emails and look at it, and so we know if we've, and we can, it can be corrected for the next year.
The Taney County Rural Sewer District End of Year Funding Agreement. Annual non-project specific capital improvements, and then Emery Creek Ranch Subdivision Sewer Project Agreement Amendment, Lakeway Village Wastewater Treatment Facility Agreement Amendment.
Brad Albritton couldn't be here this morning.
Right. And then I have a letter dated November 18, 2019 from attorney Pat Kack. She's reviewed and approved the enclosed agreements and amendments.
You guys have any questions on them?
Well, we also had the letter from Brad Albritton explaining everything. If we had any questions, then I think it's done. I think it's well explained, so no questions on my part.
Move to approve the annual non-project specific capital improvements end of year funding agreement.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Move to approve the Emery Creek Ranch Subdivision Sewer Project Agreement Amendment.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
And move to approve the Lakeway Village Wastewater Treatment Facility Agreement Amendment.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for Glass Recycling Services, Whipple Glass LLC, number 19-141. I have a letter dated December 19, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above reference agreement buying between Ripple Glass LLC and Taney County and approves the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the agreement for glass recycling services buying between Taney County and Ripple Glass LLC.
Second, noting that the only difference between the last is they included a renewal option on it. Second.
All right, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. '20 to '21 assessment maintenance plan number 19-143. I have a letter dated December 19, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He has reviewed the 2020 to 2021 assessment maintenance plan for Taney County.
It looked like the maintenance plan was pretty normal, like that we agree with every other year, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And our attorney, Mr. Elliott, has approved the maintenance plan as to form. Mm-hmm.
And it says in there about completing the real personal property roll by July 1st annually. And it mentions, because I marked it, what monies will be supplied. I didn't have it marked. Sorry.
Say that again, Sheila.
It mentions in the maintenance plan what monies that everyone signs this, the assessor and the commission, and what monies will be supplied or available. And I apologize, I thought I had marked it.
Page 17. Page 17.
17?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I see the problem is I didn't print that far. I just print. Oh. Or my copy didn't get that, wherever it came from. But what does it say in that?
Right here.
Okay. The County General Revenue has approved $75,000 for 2019 and requests of $75,000 for 2020. Yep. I don't think I have any other comments unless someone else does.
I don't. Move to approve the assessment maintenance plan for 2020 through 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Travelers commercial insurance application and supplementary commercial automobile application number 19-15.